When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you with Mr. Lobo. Mr. Lobo, what happened to the horror hosts? How did they fade away? I mean, did local production just fade away and so did they?
I think really the access to the movies changed the landscape. I think when cable happened and a lot of the movies, horror movies went to cable, and then of course the whole explosion with VHS.
Yeah.
A lot of those movies were locked up, and then of course I think just the greed of advertising too, because you can put more commercials in if you don't have the host wrapping around everything. But I do feel like even in those time periods where, because I think that there's a change, you know, whenever there's a new medium, horror hosts are there. You know, it started out with the VHS stations, and then when the VHF stations got too highfalutin, then all the UHF stations started picking them up. And even on cable, you know, you had your versions of horror hosts. And in syndication, like Elvira was syndicated, she was the first national horror host. And, you know, so in syndication you had horror hosts, even though, you know, and you still, and some of those local guys hung on in different areas, but it wasn't as strong as it was in the 50s when it was new, and in the 70s there was another explosion of them too. What I call the creature features era, which is when I was watching as a kid.
That's right. And you had a mentor, Bob Wilkins, right?
Bob Wilkins, yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I would have dreamed of meeting Bob. You know, my dad was into these movies, and I was just watching those movies to spend time with him. Half the time I was hiding under the coffee table from those movies. But Bob was this calming presence. He was just really dryly funny, but really funny. He just was a guy in a suit with a big cigar and a rocking chair. And he was a calming presence in between these horrific movies for me. And I always thought he was just a cool guy to spend a Saturday night with. You know, my dad was asleep in the recliner. Bob was talking to me, you know. And then when I got older, I wrote for a magazine called Planet X, which is a sci-fi pop culture magazine. and we did some live shows to promote the magazine. And Bob Wilkins was generous enough. We interviewed him for the magazine, and he was generous enough to come out and host these revivals with us, creature feature revivals. And Bob just immediately just was very encouraging. He just kept saying things like, you know, I love this material you're writing. You should do this sort of thing. You should get out in a chair and host movies. And he just kind of encouraged me, you know. And I was too shy initially, but after a while I thought, well, maybe this is something I could do. And 8 years later, I had a job at a TV station, and they had an overnight movie that ran 25 minutes short. And because of Bob's encouragement, I was able to walk into the general manager's office and say, I think I could fill this 25 minutes with something. And that was how my show began.
He died about 13 years ago, something like that, didn't he?
2009. Yeah, yeah. It was very, that was very hard. That was a dark time for me.
Yeah, that was. And he wasn't ghoulish, by the way. He just had a cigar on the set and everything else, didn't he?
He wasn't a vampire
in costume or anything.
Scientist didn't wear a costume or a cape. He was just a guy. My persona is very similar, whereas I'm just in a suit. I have big glasses and he was. There are very few that are like that. Like Chili Billy Cardilli out of Pittsburgh was like that. There's a very few of like the normal guys or pseudo normal guys, because none of us are normal guys. I think all horror hosts are weirdos, and they're funny. All horror hosts are humorous. I think I can't think of any horror host that doesn't have any humor at all.
I remember Sir Graves Ghastly here in the Detroit area.
He was remarkable, and he syndicated all over. People down in Virginia love him also. When I did the documentary Virginia Creepers, we covered Graves Ghastly, and my goodness, he was intensely funny, and the production value of his show was amazing.
That's amazing, too. Let's talk about some of the horror films, and we'll get into your premiere that you're going to have here on April 24th in the Los Angeles.
Orinda.
That's right.
Northern California.
To me, in California, everything's Los Angeles. It's so widespread.
For most people, it is. But as a Northern Californian, I have to live in that shadow. as a native-born Northern Californian, I had to live in that shadow of L.A.
How would you compare horror films of yesterday to horror films today?
Well, the audience keeps changing, so it depends on whose money they want, typically. I think that, you know, in the early days, I think that, you know, it was thought of as mostly kid stuff. So they were generally made with not necessarily with 10-year-olds in mind, but those were the ones buying the tickets. So in the classics, I think were mostly made for a younger audience. And then there was a certain type of movie. They were almost fairy tales, like Dracula and Frankenstein are almost fairy tale like.
That's right.
And then in the 60s, it was for teenagers making out at the drive-in, right? So the movies got a little spicier and a little weirder because it was teenagers who were watching that movie and watching those movies. And then in the 70s, I think there was such a fierce desperation from Hollywood to compete with television that the movies just got a lot darker, and so again it was a much more mature audience. So I think what I miss is that in the movies of the 50s had so much amazing atmosphere. Same with the movies of the 30s, you know, they took their time and they built a really creepy world where these things could exist. Whereas nowadays a lot of the stories are so rushed that there's no suspension of disbelief, and they're kind of like I don't know. There aren't a lot of great modern movies with great atmosphere.
Were the movies then made primarily for the big screen as opposed to making them for television?
Certainly initially, but I think initially they were made for the big screen, but then I think at a certain point they relented when the video era came. I think they were a lot of horror movies had a much more robust life on videotape and DVD. So I think a lot of horror movies are now made with the concept of being for the small screen.
How would you categorize Alfred Hitchcock and his work? Were they horror films or were they mysteries?
I guess he was the master of suspense, but he definitely, I mean, he engineered the slasher movie. I don't think we would have Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Friday the 13th or any of the so-called slasher films without Psycho. The rise of the slashers began with Psycho. So I think to a degree, he was experimental and he was an artist and he was a great filmmaker. And so one of the paints in his paint boxes was horror and the macabre. And I think that every filmmaker after him, got up on his shoulders.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
He was a genius, wasn't he?
Certainly, yeah. Twisted genius, but certainly a genius.
Yet in that movie, Psycho, you never saw the knife lash into her.
It never actually enters her, no. It's all sleight of hand.
You think it does, and your mind thinks it does, but you don't see it.
There's a great story where they're stabbing melons with knives to try to get the sound effect of it going into Janet Leigh, and he just sits there and watches these studio guys stabbing melons and says nothing. And then as he walks out the door, he just says, "Cassava."
I love it.
And that's the sound that we hear in the film.
I think I remember as a kid seeing the original House on the Haunted Hill, and it scared the living daylights out of me.
House on Haunted Hill is a remarkable film because it holds up beautifully. I mean, I still talk to 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds today who love that film. Every generation finds House on Haunted Hill. It's got the blind woman in the basement is still scary, you know? It's just full of thrills and spills, and it's just a fun, scary movie. Vincent Price is remarkable in it. We're showing it at our pop-up drive-in during the summer. It's very robust.
That was a 1959er. I was 9 years old when that came out. My gosh,
William Castle. He was sort of competing with Alfred Hitchcock, but his big thing was gimmicks. You know, where with House on Haunted Hill, it was presented in Emergo, where they would have a skeleton suspended over the audience in the climactic scene. But in The Tingler, which also had Vincent Price, they put buzzers in the seats, you know, to scare people. And then, you know, they had all sorts of things like that, or Dr. Sardonicus, where people were voting to change the ending of the movie, and the Coward's Corner, where they, you know, and the nurses in attendance, and the, you know, all of that stuff. That the William Castle was, his goal was to compete with television, and he would personally tour with these movies and gauge the audience and do these sort of interactive things in the theater. Great guy.
40 years later, 1999, they came out with another House on the Haunted Hill, but it wasn't quite like the first one.
No, they did a remake, and honestly, it's not terrible.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's just misunderstood, as I like to say about a lot of the films we show. But yeah, I think that, you know, again, you know, the way I feel about remakes is the way I feel about most movies. 90% of all movies fail, you know. I don't think it's tougher. I think doing a remake is tougher because then you're competing with everyone's memory of another film.
Exactly.
Your only real chance is to perhaps, you know, get a young audience that never saw the original. What is interesting about remakes is that even though we like to criticize remakes, the original always gets a boost, you know, that everyone revisits that first film, you know, so it keeps the classics relevant. Every time they're remade, it kind of solidifies why those films are classics in the first place.
My father took me to a movie called The Mysterians. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I haven't thought about that in a while.
No, that was a Japanese horror film, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was was that late 50s?
Late 50s, early 60s? It had to be.
60s? Yeah, that's where I'd place it.
It was about an invasion of extraterrestrials. 1957 is when it came out.
There it is, 57. Late 50s. That was a good guess.
Japanese production. The Japanese came out with some great things after the horror of the two nukes that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They came out with a lot of horror films based on radiation poisoning.
Godzilla is definitely a metaphor for Hiroshima and Nagasaki for certain. And that first film is actually not real fun to watch if you think of it in that perspective, but certainly impressive. And Godzilla ended up being one of the most robust franchises of any horror character. I mean, I think there's more Godzilla movies than Frankenstein, or, you know, and they're still going. I mean, we still got brand new Godzilla movies being made. We had Godzilla versus King Kong last year.
We're going to take calls next hour with Mr. Lobo about your favorite horror films or horror hosts. In terms of stars, actors, Mr. Lobo, Vincent Price, he was way up there. Who else?
Oh, Christopher Lee, of course, Karloff, Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi.
Lon Chaney.
Lon Chaney, of course, John Carradine. I mean, there's George Zucco. I mean, there's Donald Pleasence. There's so many wonderful actors, and in horror, and really, what's remarkable is you have these guys appearing in like 200 movies. That's why we don't have a lot of horror greats today, is because there isn't that kind of commitment where we see like the same face in 200 horror movies.
Right. Exactly. I mean, how many Frankenstein movies did Karloff star in? My God.
Oh gosh. Yeah, he did. He did. Well, he was only the monster in three of them. But Universal did continue with other actors playing the same monster in the horror cycle.
And then the great spinoffs of some of the horror movies of Frankenstein, the werewolf, and things like that. were the plastic figurines, the models that came out afterwards.
The Aurora models.
Aurora, that's right.
Would glow in the dark, and boy, you know, you'd put it together and you'd be so proud, and then you'd try to paint it and you'd ruin it.
Yeah.
That was my experience.
They cost a fortune today. There's the used ones, I guess, that are out there. You go on eBay, they cost a fortune.
I was at the Cackleberry Farm Antique Mall, and I saw them going for $80 in there. So they're if you have one, and that was one that was somebody already, you know, painted, and some of the fingers were broken off. So yeah, if you've got those Aurora models, they're worth money.
On your website, which one do you direct people to for the California premiere?
Boy, that's a good question. We will have updates on both OSI74.com and CinemaInsomnia.com. So I guess those would be two spaces to watch.
You're hosting the show. It starts at 7 o'clock, right? At the Orinda Theater.
Yes, called Up Late with Bob Wilkins. It's at the Orinda Theater in Orinda. And it is a basically an overview of the fan reaction of Bob Wilkins as a host, which, of course, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today without Bob. So I'm in the film. It's going to be strange because I'm hosting the premiere, but I'm also in the films, and I'll be doing the Q&A with the cast and crew.
Well, I hope you get a lot of Coast to Coast listeners up that way to go see you.
I hope so, too. You know, it would be lovely to see some of them in person. And one of these days, you and I have to get together. Maybe we could screen some episodes of science fiction theater or something and just yak about it.
That was one of my dad's favorite shows, too. He just liked all those things. He just loved them.
It's a wonderful bonding thing, isn't it, with father and son bonding?
It's one of the best. I will cherish those days and remember them for the rest of my life, Mr. Logo.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.